Let's get to David Hochberg of Team Hochberg. He'll share his thoughts about mortgages with us. David, how the heck are you doing today?
I'm great. I just wanted to add on the chicken sandwich. I had a Grill House chicken sandwich on the way down, Dundee and Landwehr. Grilled onions. You got to put grilled onions on everything.
Yum.
Delicious. Nick DeVros, I called him after I ate it. I'm like, buddy, I'm stuck at a train eating your chicken sandwich, and it's delicious. And I'm like, it's all I got to say. Goodbye. And I hung up.
That's so nice of you. I always love sandwiches prepared by a Nick. I find that they're great. Nick, Gus, you know, being a Greek American, I do find that Nick's and Gus's do great food on the grill.
Amazing job.
I just want to ask you here. The Wall Street Journal says the data just nationwide is off the charts here locally, too. 10.4% home prices rose across the nation here in Chicago. The metro area, I know they're up, too. I don't have the exact numbers here locally, but they're definitely going upward. What are you noticing?
Oh, sure. We've been noticing it for the past 10 to 12 months, ever since COVID hit. We've had a little freight train action because everybody's wanted to get out of their 1,500 to 750 to 1,500, 2,000 square foot box in the city and get some green space in the backyard and have open area where they could go out and let their kids run around and not have to run into people. And also with interest rates being so low, our listeners are taking advantage of the low rates, locking in low rates, and what they're paying in a mortgage payment is less than or equal to what they're paying in rent. And they could write off things that they can't write off while you're renting. So it's a great opportunity for our listeners that have taken advantage of it, and still a great opportunity for our listeners that haven't taken advantage of it. If you want to buy a house, now's a great time to buy a house.
Okay, so if home sales are up 8.8%, we understand what's fueling it. You mentioned some of those things, but are there a lot of new buyers? Is that sort of fueling this too? How would you describe, other than the folks just looking for more space, presumably they're selling their old place to someone else, who's entering the market?
Well, here, I'll give you a perfect example. A couple of things that you might not be aware of and our listeners might not be aware of that we see every day. A lot of our listeners had taken a huge hit when 07 or 08 happened, and they're finally back to those levels, if not exceeding those levels. And what we're having is that those experienced homeowners are moving out, right? They're either downsizing to stay in local because their kids are here, or they're just getting out of the state because they want to go south and for lower taxes and retire down in a warmer climate, okay? So what we're having is we're having first-time home buyers. I talked to a couple yesterday. Her parents listened to WGN religiously. She's 26 years old, RN, making $65,000 a year. It sounds like one of my commercials is not intended to be, but, she's 65, it makes $65,000 a year, 27-year-old RN, been an RN for 5 years, solid job, married to a young man who's 28 years old, who works in the financial industry, making $65,000 a year, so they make $130,000 combined, looking to get out of their rental in the city to move out because they want a little more space, thinking about starting a family within the next 12 to 18 months, God willing. And they'd want to do it in a home while the interest rates are low. And they can get out now it's better for them to buy now because they don't have any legacy there, right? They don't have to get rid of a property. So they jump to the front of the list as opposed to those listeners who are trying to buy a home that have a home to sell, right? So they jump to the front of the list. I ran the numbers for them. Easily qualified for a $350,000 home. Gave them a bunch of different options, 5% down, 10% down. Also went up to, because of the competition that's out there, hey, here's what a $400,000 home looks like. It's an extra $350 a month. You could easily afford it budget-wise with your income because they have no debt other than $800 a month worth of student loan debt, which is ridiculous in and of itself. They have no credit card debts, any other car loans, any other type of installment loans, so they could easily afford that extra jump in case they miss out on homes or have to buy a more expensive home that has the finishes or in the location that they desire.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've got questions coming in for you, David. Let me ask my question, though, first, because I'm reading about how the supply of homes for sale is really low.
Sure.
And so there are competition for houses. We were kind of joking about the champagne and the little sweeteners. Like me better. And they're trying to do things to sort of, get that home. But seriously, I just wonder if when the home's assessed valuation is a lot lower than what you're trying to get a mortgage for, is that Are you seeing that's a problem for folks?
Yeah, I read that in the Crane's article yesterday. I was doing a little research for this appearance, and there was somebody that said that they couldn't get financing because the house they bought, you know, I'll use this as an example. They went to buy a house for $300,000. It was a bidding war. It got jacked up to $320,000. Okay, appraiser comes out. Appraiser, there's no comparables yet at $320,000 because there hasn't been any homes sold. Once that home sold, now all the other values of the in the area are going to be at $320,000. But at this current time, there hasn't been a closed sale. So, you know, the article said that that person, that specific buyer couldn't get financing. That's ridiculous. Because financing, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and VA, the industry guidelines state that it's based upon, financing is based upon the purchase price or the appraised value, whichever is less. So you could spend $320,000. You could pay $320,000, but if the home appraises for only $300,000, you have two options. You either bring in another $20,000 if you are putting down 20%, or you continue with your $60,000 down payment, but now it's at 18.75%, and you might have to run with PMI. So you could still get financing. I read that article. That article was a little off. I don't know, you know, why it said what it said, because we are financing homes all the time. We have a young man right now buying a condo in Wicker Park. He paid $250,000 for it. Appraisal came in at $240,000, and we had to explain it to him. He's like, listen, once that property sells to you and you close, your neighbors will be bringing over casseroles because you just picked up another $10,000 worth of value for everybody in the area, because now they have a closed sale or a comparable at $240,000. Right now, until there's other homes that are sold, Anna, that property's only worth $240,000. Once his home or condo closes, boom, the values go up.
Well, that clears that up. I was questioning that too. So thank you for clearing that up. We got a lot of great questions coming in. I want to ask you this one. 773. Recently, Wall Street Journal, David, published an article about people that sold their home in a hurry and quickly purchased a suburban or rural home due to the pandemic. Number of people interviewed had buyer's remorse. Some didn't like the new location. Others regretted not having a thorough home inspection. What are David Hochberg's thoughts regarding how the real estate market may shift once we approach COVID herd immunity? What do you think?
Well, I think I think what's happening is, I'll give you my example. We built a home. We just moved into it this past Saturday. I sold my home. Amy Kite sold my home in 4 days in July. Okay. I didn't think it was going to take 4 days. Or I thought it would take a couple of months. 4 days. So my wife's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, we can go live with your parents, right, for a couple months. 2 or 3 months turned into almost six. That's a whole nother story. So thank you Larry and Eileen Kushner out in Long Grove. I appreciate it. Sorry we stayed so long. But here, the problem that's happening right now is that the listeners are looking at every single piece of property on the market that they're in, the areas that they're interested in buying. And when they lose out on it because somebody else came in with a stronger bid, for whatever reason, could have been a cash offer, could have been a non-contingency offer, which means you don't have to sell another property, a quick move, right? We sold it to our buyers because they let us stay there for 90 days. That was enticing to us. So we took a little less to be able to stay in the home for another 30 days because we weren't ready to move. We didn't think we'd sell that. You know, Amy did such a great job selling the home in 4 days. So long story short, buyer beware, Amy. It's like anything else. You shouldn't be running into anything until you do a thorough home inspection by a certified and licensed home inspector that's registered with the state of Illinois. Not some Uncle Sam or Cousin Sally who's got a pickup truck and a ladder who fixes stuff around the house. You have to have a certified home inspector that's going to kick the tires, check out all the systems to make sure that the home that you're buying is a sound home. And then you have to make the decision before you start spending hundreds of thousands of dollars if you want to move into the area that you're moving. You just don't move to move. You're not buying an ice cream cone at Baskin Robbins. You're buying a flipping $200,000-$400,000 house. Do a little research and be prepared. It's not like $2.85 for the cone, because I dip it. It's an extra 85 cents for the dip, and it's delicious, by the way. You're spending a ton of money. You should be ready to go make the biggest investment purchase of your life and do a little research and make sure that's where you want to live.
Yeah, it's great advice. Here's something good. You'll like this. 773, my girlfriend has never heard of David, was looking to refinance her home. Since I listen to WGN, and I always hear David, I suggested her to call him. This sounds like one of your ads, too. It wouldn't hurt, and David helped her. She could not be any happier. Happy girlfriend makes a happy boyfriend. So thank you, David.
I help relationships also.
You
with
do.
I got to build that into an ad. That's good.
I've right. often, yeah, put that in because you do. I mean, literally. You okay. make things like this. These are stressful things. I mean, they are. And you make it easy, then that's it. You put in an ad. 708, I'm unemployed, but my wife is employed. We have 800 plus credit scores. Good for you. Approximately $150,000 equity. Can we refinance and take 25% off our equity?
Okay, so a definite maybe, right? It all depends on how much the wife makes, all right? If the wife, we already know that the wife has got great credit according to the husband that doesn't have a job. If the husband who doesn't have a job in this scenario is of retirement age and has retirement assets, we could use the retirement assets to build income off of to help him qualify to refinance, to do a cash out refinance to pull the 20 grand there out. So based upon what you just gave me with the text that we received, 800 credit score is a good start. Wife having a job is a good start. There's a couple of more holes we have to fill in order for me to give you a solid answer on that. So definitely maybe. And if that gentleman wants to give me a call, he could give me a call. We'll check it out off air.
Okay, that sounds good. Let me get to this other one here. Here's another question. Question from Mr. Hochberg. I'm moving to Wisconsin from Washington, end of the March month. The wife and I have between 750 and 800 credit. No debt. When should I get a mortgage pre-approval? I've been watching the market there, and houses move super fast. Second question, do you think more houses will hit the market come spring?
I'll take the first one first. When should you get pre-approved? Yesterday is a good time to get pre-approved, because if you walk into an open house and you talk to a realtor without a pre-approval, or more importantly, an approval where your loan's already been reviewed by an underwriter and has been approved, which trumps a pre-approval, you should do that right now, because the further that you do that out from when you're going to buy a home, the stronger you could get, because a lot of our listeners, Anna, don't realize that they might have some dings, scratches, or dents on their credit but they might not even know about. Okay, they valet parked their car, the person valet parking it pulled in front of a fire plug, they got a ticket, and all of a sudden it goes to the collection, they don't know anything about it, 80 points off your credit score. We see that all the time. So the sooner that you could, the further out you could go to work with a mortgage professional, if it's me or somebody else, the more time you have, the better it is for you and that mortgage professional to get you the lowest rate possible. Do I think more inventory is going to come on the market in the spring? That's typically when more inventory comes on the market, you know, when you talk to a realtor, because kids are graduating from high school. I don't want to have to pay these real estate taxes anymore. Our kids are done here. I want to go. I want to downsize. I want to get out of state. So typically, historically, there is more inventory that comes on to with the spring market. But with these higher rates, I would tell everybody, with the rates ticking up at least a half a point, we're completely out of the twos right now. But we're still at historical low rates. I mean, we got a 30-year fixed loan at 3.38%. It's not so bad. I got it.
Free money.
I was telling a couple of rookies, you know, that I'm training right now. 20 years ago, when I got into it, the 30-year was at 6.5%, right? And we were refinancing people out of 7.5%, and they're like, "Well, what do you think's going to happen?" You know, I'm like, "Listen, it happens all the time. When it drops so low, it goes the other way. We're looking for some type of leveling to happen. And when the leveling happens and the markets can support it, it should stay. It's been a wild ride. And, and the only recommendation I could give to all of our listeners is don't be a bond trader and try to slice off an extra eighth to get the lowest rate. Because all of you geniuses that thought you knew what you were doing and didn't lock in 2 weeks ago are now kicking yourself because you're so smart, you're locking into a rate a half a point higher today that you could have got lower, a half a point lower 2 weeks ago. So when you're talking with somebody that you trust, work with somebody that you trust. And that's what, listen, it doesn't have to be me. I'm just saying, work with somebody that you trust, that you like. You're going to be securing the financing on most of our listeners' largest purchase they ever make.
Sure.
Don't be going and playing let's make a deal for an extra eighth, because all of you that waited 2 weeks ago and tried to squeeze it, you know, another eighth out of it, you're going to be paying a half a point more today than what you could have locked into last week.
Yeah. Great advice. Again, we're out of time for today, David, but if you are searching for a home, a mortgage, or perhaps marital bliss, just contact Team Hochberg. You handle it all, right, David?
Yeah, every Saturday. We have, you know, we got a real estate show and we give personal advice as well. If you have any type of relationship problems, 10 till 1, we cover everything.
Hey, household problems are big problems in marriages. I can attest to that. You know, I mean, just dealing with the crap around the house. And so that helps a lot if you make it easy. Thank you, David. Good talking with you.
Thank you for having me.